The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for April 17th of 2026. I welcomed a progressive Democratic congressional candidate, William Lawrence, onto the show this week. William's running to become the Democratic nominee for Michigan's 7th congressional district seat, currently being held by MAGA Republican Tom Barrett, who's afraid of town halls, disobeying his dear leader Trump, compassion, and chalk. Look up what I mean about his irrational fear over chalk, which apparently scares him more than voting to kick off thousands of his working-class constituents off food stamps and basic health care insurance. Now, William Lawrence is running against two other candidates, but one of the candidates is receiving some heavy backing from establishment Michigan Democrats. As I talked about in some detail on this week's show, former ambassador to Ukraine, Bridget Brink, is who the party elites are backing, and she's getting some heavy donor help as well, including from pro-Israel donors. No surprise there. Now, the Democratic Party consultants are positioning Bridget Brink to act like the last Democrat to hold that seat, establishment Democrat and so-called moderate Alyssa Slotkin, who's now in the U.S. Senate seat. Like Slotkin, Brink is touting her lifelong service in foreign affairs and says that she'll be a voice to stop the Trump regime's attacks on democracy. And that's fine, but how will she do that exactly without actually fighting back for the working class? You see, it's fine to be a voice against Trump and MAGA Republicanism, but what are you offering to let people understand how you'll change their lives for the better? For example, Bridget Brink recently wrote the following on her campaign's Facebook page saying, "Do you want a government that just works without fanfare and with efficiency and effectiveness?" Wait, do you want a government that just works? What kind of statement is that? I mean, sure, the Trump regime's corruption and corporate takeover of our American government is wrecking the working class, no argument there, but when Democrats accept PAC money from the same corrupt corporate forces, well, what kind of real solutions are candidates like Bridget Brink really offering the people in the 7th District? People don't want a government that just works. They want a government that'll stand up for them. Progressive William Lawrence responded to Bridget Brink's thrilling "Let's get a government that just works" battle cry by saying if Democrats want to recapture the working class for the long term and ensure another Trump doesn't happen in the near term, then major Democratic social and economic change that rebuilds the working class while holding the Epstein class accountable must be at the top of the agenda. Because, as William Lawrence said on the show, the Epstein class agenda we're watching the Trump regime execute at the expense of the country isn't something that you can fix overnight.
I mean, they've been working in the background to bring us to this point long before most people started to notice. And so now the last thing we can do is make false promises to people that says, hey, if you just vote for me, everything is going to work out and it's going to go back to normal. That's a very dangerous message because it's a lie about what time it is in the history of this country. The fact of the matter is that we're in a big fight and we've got to get organized to win that fight as regular working class people all over this district and all over the country.
William's right. It is dangerous for Michigan Democrats like Bridget Brink to say incrementalism is the best option against corporate and political authoritarianism, or put it more plainly, fascism. That's why these primary battles across Michigan and the country are more important than even some of the general elections. Because who wins those primary races will end up winning the general election, especially this year, where approval ratings for both Trump and Republicans is in the toilet. But guess what? Approval ratings for the current Democratic Party leadership ain't that much better either. The working class in this country is souring big time on the Trump regime, MAGA Republicanism, and the revolving door of corporate and government corruption. The Epstein files alone showed us how deep that corruption is embedded into our politics, both in Washington and, guess what, in Lansing as well. But if the working class bands together and elects real working class progressive community-minded candidates like William Lawrence in the primaries, then we can finally have a Democratic Party that stands up for more than just, well, at least we're somewhat better than Trump and the Republicans. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on the socials. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Please visit patreon.com/LeftofLansing and consider a small donation to the show. Take the battle to them.